AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been fine-tuned. He says he's sending top envoys to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian officials. Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging troops to defy illegal orders say the FBI has contacted them to schedule interviews. One of them, Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin, said Trump is using the FBI to try to scare them.
The president's reaction and the use of the FBI against us is exactly why we made the video. He believes in using the federal government against his perceived adversaries.
Slotkin was speaking with Inkster Fire Department officials in Michigan ahead of a fire station tour. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Trump doling out insults during an annual White House ritual.
The president's given ceremonial pardons to a pair of turkeys.
Gobble and waddle.
Though he joked they could have been named Chuck and Nancy, as in Schumer and Pelosi.
But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people.
The president also took a shot at predecessor Joe Biden, saying the last turkey pardons were done with an auto pen.
Last year's turkey pardons are totally invalid.
And got in a crack at Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has rebuffed his planned National Guard deployment in Chicago.
I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it.
When the president finally got to the issue at hand,
you are hereby unconditionally pardoned.
That was for Gobble. Waddle was not outside.
Want to give us a gobble?
Though the turkey did make a briefing room appearance earlier.
This is AP News. National parks' entrance fees are going up for foreign visitors. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The National Park Service says it's introducing what it calls America First entry fee policies, charging international tourists an extra $100 to enter 11 of the most popular parks, including the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and Yosemite. Set to take effect January 1st, foreign tourists will also see the price of an annual parks pass jump to $250. U.S. residents will continue to pay $80. And foreign visitors will still have to pay on the park system's fee-free days. Those will be reserved for American residents. The national parks have been dealing with a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from the government shutdown and a significant loss of revenue that resulted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Season's greetings to you all.